Yeah, so we want to be able to see Jesus. We want to be able to see him and to know of the power of his love and his presence in our lives. That's really what our lives in God are all about. And today is the beginning. In fact, we've already begun a time of prayer, a week of prayer, when we have an opportunity to pray alone or indeed to pray together for God's kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. And the whole week is called Thy Kingdom Come. And I was just wondering what we felt that would look like. And what do we think it looks like in heaven? Thy Kingdom Come. Because that's what we're seeking a glimpse of here on earth. And we've had all sorts of things happening this week, and we're going to think in a moment in our prayers about what's happened in Manchester. But as we think about that, what would it look like to see God's kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven? To catch a glimpse of that. What are the kinds of things that you would love to see happen here on earth that's not happening? Peace has got to be one of them, isn't it, really? God's peace for us. We need that so much. And that's got to be true. Well, during this week of prayer, there's going to be lots of opportunities. This church will be open for the week, and other churches, including All Saints in Farnworth, will be open too all week for you to come and pray from 6 o'clock in the morning until dusk, to come and pray for God's kingdom to come. And please do come. There will be stations around the churches, in this particular church as well, where you'll be able to come and think about the different things that we would believe that God cares about. And so there's going to be, we've got an anchor over in the corner, and we're going to have an anchor. There's a lovely verse in Hebrews that says that we have this hope as an anchor for the soul. This hope that is in Jesus is an anchor for our soul. I think people are looking for something to anchor their lives to at this particular time. So there's going to be an anchor. And there's going to be an opportunity, for instance, to put your prayers and petitions on that anchor. So that as you think of people who need our prayers and who themselves need an anchor for their souls. We have an anchor that, how does it go? Steadfast and certain till the billows roll. That's the one. See Sunday. I think Ruth can play it for us. Keep us from in the Saviour's love. That's the one. Thank you. Good. So, we could do. We're sitting perhaps at the end. Aye. The cross will be central, so we're going to create a cross made of... Actually, we're going to use some of the broken slates from the choir vestry and create a cross. Again, for you to put your petitions, your prayers on, so that we can pray for the people of our world. For people to come to know this amazing Saviour of ours. There will be an opportunity to reflect upon all that's going on in our world too. And we heard this week and our hearts have been broken really for Manchester, but I believe that God's heart is broken for Manchester too. So we're going to have a candle which we will light, and it'll be lit for the duration. So God's love, God loves Manchester. Pray for Manchester. And we're going to light that candle in a moment. We haven't got too many children around it, but if they want to come with me to light the candle, that'll be good. Should we do that now? That'll be good. A candle for Manchester, reminding us that Jesus came to be a light in the world, to lighten the darkness, and to set people free. I don't know if they're coming. Yes, they are coming. Here we go. Oh, hello. Careful as you go up this step, won't you? Right. There, can we hold it all together? Hold that. There we go. And so, Lord Jesus, we pray that as we light this candle for the people of Manchester, Lord, may your light come into their lives and be with them and strengthen them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you very much. That's lovely. Yes. We've also got a candle which we're going to light later on. Lots of candles. It's going to be hot in here. But we're reminded that we're called to prayer together. So the churches together are being called to pray for the world in which we live. So we were given candles, and we've got the candle for St. Milo. So we're going to light that one in a bit as well. To remind us, we are a body of people together. And together, with God's help, we can pray for this spirit to affect the world in which we live. There's going to be an era for prayers for healing as well. We're going to set up the pharmathal for that, and I'm going to leave actually this vial of oil there. Oil signifies a number of things in the church. It signifies the coming of the Holy Spirit, but it also signifies and is used for healing prayers. So we're going to leave some oil over there for people to come and pray for others, put their prayers on the small altar at that end of the church, and also if they want to, they can anoint themselves with oil just to remind them of God's healing, loving presence. And oil is a wonderful thing, actually. It's also a sign of unity, actually, and it's also a sign of God's Holy Spirit's presence. Remember a few years ago when we went to New Wine, and the speaker was talking. And at the end of the talk, he said that he sensed that some people were going to be anointed with oil, but there wasn't actually physically any oil present. And some people had oil on their hands, and it just appeared, supernaturally appeared. It was an extraordinary moment, and such a privilege. It happened to me, and it was just kind of like, wow, you know. And God knows us, and that's the thing about prayer. God knows each one of you by name. And he wants to bring healing to your life. And maybe too, because this is also a period between Ascension and Pentecost, a period of waiting. I wonder what you're waiting for in your life. I'm waiting to have my eyes open to see more of the presence of God, because we need him. We actually need him. More of him each and every day. So it may be right, and we'll see how that goes in a moment too, but to invite people to pray if they'd like to come and receive anointing with oil in a moment, and we'll do that too. But what's all this about, thy kingdom come? It's all about actually allowing God's kingdom to come into our lives. Today we've got a special occasion for Jessica, who's here, with Dan and Hannah, who have brought Jessica to not be baptised, but to be dedicated into God's family. And we're going to do that in a while too. And that's a precious moment, isn't it? So a little bit of oil, I think, for Hannah at that point. For Jessica, sorry. In fact, for the whole family, why not? We'll do the whole thing. That'd be good. So, yes, God's kingdom. You know, we pray for his kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. On earth.